We'll continue in some drushim of Rav Ovadia Yosef. This week is his hilula, his azkara, this coming Shabbat. Be'inyane tzedakah said the following chidush. It says in Sefer Chasidim, the Sefer Chasidim brings down in Siman Tafresh Yud Aleph, Pa'amayim katuv b'mishle, utzdaka tatzil mimavet. This famous phrase, pasuk, utzdaka tatzil mimavet, that giving tzedakah saves a person from mavet, from death, is written two times in Mishle. It's repeated. Once in Perek Yud, pasuk bet, once in Perek Yud Aleph, pasuk dalet. So the Sefer Hasidim says, why twice? Ha'echad im asa be'atzmo tzedakah u'mishpat. One is talking about when a person does tzedakah on his own, by himself. He himself gives tzedakah. V'hasheni im lo asa tzedakah be'atzmo, mipene shelo haya lo latet, ela amar le'acherim shi'asu tzedakah, gam ken nitzol mimavet. Says the Sefer Hasidim, Rabbi Yudai Hasid, he says, the second time it says, Utzdakat Tatzil Mimavet, is coming to include someone who did not give tzedakah on his own, he wasn't able to, he doesn't have the money, but he helped others, he caused others, he encouraged other people to give tzedakah, he told them, and he urged them to give, the zechut of the mitzvah of the tzedakah that is given stands for him too. The Gemara says, Gadol ha-me'aseh yoter min ha-oseh. Yes, the Gemara in Masechet Baba Batra says, greater is the one, and Rav Ovadia brings that, Baba Batra Dav Tet Amud Aleph, Gadol ha-me'aseh, to a certain degree, the one who causes other people to give is even greater. I always think to myself, when mitzvot are auctioned in the Bet Knesset or anywhere, so what about the people who tried and it didn't go because someone else, you know, bid more money. So many times a person feels, well, he took away the mitzvah from me or I lost out. Sometimes some people feel relief. But the truth is that everybody is a me'aseh. It's a whole tzibur that is buying the mitzvah. Of course, the one who's actually going to give the money, he gets the chief share in the mitzvah. But the one who said the amount before, who caused him to give a higher amount, that's me'aseh, no doubt about it. So nobody loses out in such a case. That's why, by the way, it's a very holy activity. Never look at it, chas v'shalom, as a ma'aseh chol, you know, auctioning, what is this, a car, you know. No, chas v'shalom, levdil elef avdalot. The auctioning of mitzvot is something that's very, very holy. It's mishatef, it causes everyone to participate. Even though those who don't bid, let's say. So you'll say, what does that have to do with them? But they thought about it. They thought about it. They're saying, they're saying, oh, maybe I'll give 200, pitom echad zarak, 500. So he said, okay, forget it, you know. But he wanted to. Or even the one who says, okay, this is not for me, but he wishes he can. He looks, he sees, people are giving. He's wishing, if I had, I would have given. So you know what's happening? At that moment, the entire place is osek in the mitzvah of giving lichvot shamayim. It's a very big thing. Anyway, so comes along Rav Ovadia and he says, these words of the Sefer Chasidim, we can hint in the pasuk that tells us the mitzvah of tzedakah. In Parashat Re'eh, it says, Al ken anochi metzavecha lemor, patoach tiftach et yadecha betitecha lo, velo ira levavecha betitecha lo. Al ken anochi metzavecha lemor, therefore I command you, saying to you, patoach tiftach et yadecha, open up your hand to give. So what's this lemor? Klomar, mi she'en lo latet, yomar le'acher. One who doesn't have to give, he doesn't have the possibility, he should at least be mishtatef in the mitzvah by urging others or by encouraging others, by telling others, by reminding other people to give. Yomar le'acher patoach tiftach et yadecha. as the Gemara says, Gadol ha-me'aseh yoter min ha-oseh she-ne'emar, as it says in the Pasuk, ve-haya ma'aseh ha-tzedakah shalom. Or we can explain a different pirush. He says, and what does it mean? Al ken anochi mitzavecha lemo. What does it mean lemo? To say, ki anoten pruta le'ani mitbarech b'shesh brachot. Famously, the Gemara in Baba Batra, there, the same page, says, one who gives a pruta to the ani, Hakadosh Baruch Hu blesses him with six brachot. It's not a simple thing. A poor man walks through the door. We shouldn't see it as a menace. We shouldn't look at it like a burden. We should look at it as a Kadosh Baruch Hu sending flowers to us. He's sending blessings to us. At least six brachot. If a person gives a pruta le'ani, mitbarech b'shesh brachot. Ve'hamefayeso bidvarim be'achat esere brachot. If you add words of encouragement, let's say he comes collecting for chatam v'kala, he's marrying off his daughter, whatever it may be. So some people just give. Very nice to give. But add a few words. First of all, say, Mazal Tov. He deserves a Mazal Tov also. We forget that. Why not? Mazal Tov. You should have Atzlacha. Things will be better, Be'ezrat Hashem. Whatever words a person can add, on top of that you get 11 brachot. U'biyachad, all together, this is according to the Pirush of Tosfot, all together, 17 brachot. 6 plus 11. Ve'alav ne'emar, tov ayin hu yevorach, ki natan milachmo ladal. Rav Ovadia says beautifully, it says a pasuk in Mishle, tov ayin, one who has a good eye, hu yevorach, he will be blessed, ki natan milachmo ladal, he gave from his bread to the poor. Tov is begematria 17. Tov ayin hu yevorach, he will be blessed with tov, with 17 blessings. I only picked it up because I knew you were going to come. So says Rav Ovadia, ולכן נכתב לאמור. That's why, על כן אנוכי מצווך לאמור, שגם ייתן וגם יאמר לו דברי פיוס ונחמה שגלגל וחוזר בעולם. I don't know if everyone will appreciate to hear that one, but u'me'ashpot yarim evyon, don't worry, times will get better, things, you know, happen, but things will be better, whatever words of encouragement a person can find to say. Another chidush, be'inyan ha-tzedakah, the Gemara in Baba Batra, and the few tells us a story. Rav Papa haya ole b'madregot shel ha-sula min ha-bayit la'aliyah. Rav Papa was going up the ladder in his home to go up to the second floor, and one of the rungs of the ladder came apart and he almost slipped on it. He slipped for a second. He was about to fall, you know, all the way and to get hurt. Ubenes lo nafal. Baruch Hashem, Rav Papa was able to hold on and nothing happened by miracle. This happens many times to many people. They move on immediately. It's forgotten instantly. Rav Papa, this was cause for concern. This was cause to think. Rav Papa was thinking to himself. The Gemara says, Chalsha da'ato. He got very sad. He did a cheshbon nefesh. He said, if I would have fallen, what would that be? That would be the same punishment as someone who does avodah zarah, which is skila. The punishment for Avodah Zarah is skila. Skila, part of the skila, the first part is the falling, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us. So he said to himself, what's going on here? I should get the same punishment. I almost got the same punishment as Oved Avodah Zarah. So he came to the Bet Midrash and he asked, Amar lo Rabbi Chiya Barav. Rabbi Chiya Barav told him, Rabbenu, Shema ani bali yadcha velo pirnasto. You know what? I have a different idea. Maybe a poor man came to you asking for tzedakah and you didn't bother to give him. What does that have to do with anything? Shekach amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha kol ha-ma'alim enav min ha-tzedakah. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha said, anyone who ignores giving tzedakah, hare hu kehilu oved avodah zarah, is like a person who worships idols. Because when it comes to giving tzedakah, what's the terminology that the Torah uses? Im levavecha beliyal lemor kareva shenat sheva shenat shemitah. Be careful lest a thought of beliyal comes up in your heart to think, I don't want to give. Beliyal. Umatzinu beinyan avodah zarah. It also uses the same term. Yatzeu anashim bene beliyal in parashat shoftim. So we have a gzera shava. Okay, it's very nice. That's the Gemara. So the gzera shava between ma'alim enav min tzedakah, closing eyes from giving tzedakah, and worshipping avodah zarah. It's the same thing. Wow. So there are many explanations that were given for this Gemara. Rav Ovadia explains, yesh lefaresh al pi ha-midrash. There's a midrash in last week's parasha, parashat Bereshit. Al ma she-ne'emar, na'ase adam betzalmenu kidmutenu. Let us make man in our image. Na'ase adam, plural. Who is Hashem talking to? So we spoke about that, if you remember, on Shabbat, obviously. But there is a midrash that says a different pirush. You know who Hashem is talking to? Hakadosh Baruch Hu omer la'ashir. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is speaking with the rich person. Ani ve'ata na'ase adam. Me and you, we're going to take care of people. We're going to make people. He's speaking to the ashir. Ani berativ ve'ata tefarneso. I created him and you take care of him financially. You support him. That's na'ase adam. And Be'emet, the Zohar HaKadosh says this pirush as well. In the Hakdama to the Zohar HaKadosh, if you ever learn the Hakdama of the Zohar HaKadosh, you see over there that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai lists like 13 or 14 fundamental mitzvot of the Torah. Pikudat Eshia'a, what is the ninth mitzvah that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai tells us in the Hakdama? Lemehan lemiskene, to have rachamim and to give people who are poor. Ulemehavlon parnasa, to give them parnasa. Dichtiv naase adam betzalmenu kidmuten. As it says in the pasuk, naase adam. Naase adam meshutafa. Kidmutenu miskene. Those poor people, let us serve them. Let's take care of them. So says Rav Ovadia, based on this midrash and the Zohar, nimtza shemi she'eno mefarnes et ha'ani, comes out someone who doesn't believe in giving tzedakah. So this pshat on Naase Adam doesn't apply. He holds it. This is not the pshat. That it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Ashir. So what are you left with? You're left with pluralism in the Pasuk. Chas v'shalom pluralism? That's Avodah Zarah. To say that Shtei Reshuyot Yotze Keilu Mefaresh Et HaKatuv Kipshuto Naase V'Lashon Rabim U'Keilu Yesh Shtei Reshuyot Chas v'shalom. Lachen Hareu Keoved Avodah Zarah. Therefore someone who doesn't give tzedakah is tantamount to someone who Chas v'shalom is Oved Avodah Zarah. And we conclude the famous Pirusha de Gaon Mivilna. What are the te'amim under the words in the Pasuk? Patoach Tiftach Et Yadecha V'Titecha Lo. Open up your hands. Patoach tiftach darga tevir. What's darga tevir? The step is broken. That's a flashback to the Gemara of Rav Papa. Darga tevir, because he didn't give tzedakah, because he wasn't patoach tiftach, of course, on his level. Therefore, Hashem reminded him by breaking the step, and he almost fell. Rabbi Chanan Evra Kashia Omer, Atza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakot Et Yisrael, Lefichach Yerba Lahim Torah Umitzvot, Sheneemar, Adonai Hafetz Leman Tzidko Yagdil Torah V'Yadil.